This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it's that time of the show today. We'll turn to executive producer slash brand manager Greg Stocker for this.
What's on the cut sheet?
It's the snow shovelable, shovelable,
shovelable
snow edition.
Is that the word of the day today, shovelable?
Shovelable.
Okay.
Shovelable snow by Marty the Masked Snow Shovel Robot.
Yeah. What a show it's been. It's only 7:45.
Look at that, huh?
What's on the cut sheet today, sponsored by DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified. What is it that makes you uniquely you? Well, DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business, and frankly, it shouldn't be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplified. Thank you, DuckDuckGo, for sponsoring this portion of What's on the Cut Sheet. Since you just did 15 minutes on sorry, Freudian slip, I'm getting ahead of myself. Since you just did 15 minutes on Biden and the speech yesterday, I'm going to wait and hold on those cuts because I have a ton from last night. Or from yesterday, because the press conference was at, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, it was 4 o'clock, yeah. And I took I actually did it live yesterday. I commented along on my podcast, which I published at 5 o'clock. I couldn't go on anymore after an hour, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you took it live, and you just commented along.
Like cool. We used to do back when we were in afternoons.
I remember those
I just
days.
Took it live, I would pot it down, I'd talk over him a little bit, I would answer for him at certain points. So even if you heard it, it's still good to go back and listen to because of my signature, you know. Like there were certain times when I said, you know what, let me answer this question for him, and I would just pot it down, you know.
So. Basically, when, you know, in Afternoon Drive, we perfected the Mystery Science Theater 3000 of press conferences.
Yes, we did. Of course, now in the morning, there are no press conferences, so.
Well, no. I mean, who's getting up at, you know, this time
right,
to
exactly.
Do
especially
a press
when
conference.
There's shovelable snow.
Shovelable. Okay, so you just did 15 minutes on Biden. Let's start with a few other things, if you don't mind, Rich.
Go for it, please.
Bernie Sanders was on the House floor yesterday, and he was calling out, look, he expects this from the Republicans, okay? You know, not voting for these bills. But these two senators, he calls them out. He's very disappointed in them. This was Bernie last night. Bill, this is cut 16.
Rules get changed around here all of the time. And maybe just
for example,
maybe
they used to pay my parking. Now I have to do it. I used to get validation daily. Not anymore. So Burns got to run out and feed the meter. Or that little meter maid number is going to come over and ticket me. This is what I mean. This is what I'm talking about.
I didn't realize the meter maid was a number.
Did you know that? She's a number. that little number.
That's my favorite.
A number.
That little number.
That little number is going to come over and write him a ticket, you know?
I know. Yeah. In his,
but in his defense, I mean, they did used to validate.
Yeah,
and that's not right.
It's not right.
You know
it's
what
not
I mean?
Right. Yeah,
$24 for an hour. I had to run in, drop off my filibuster comments. I ran $24.
Oh no! Wow.
Then I forgot to move the car. They chalked my tires, and that little number came out. I said to her, "I got to run in. I got a floor speech. I'll come right out and move it." Nope.
Megaphone Bernie, you might have to sell one of your houses to
he's,
pay
I mean,
for
he only
parking.
Has four, though.
I know.
So,
yeah.
You know, that could be
times
awful.
Are tough.
Yeah.
Times are tough. Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, we might want to change the rules in order to save What's American that? Democracy.
Or at least save my parking budget. Because it only goes so far. So maybe that. Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, I offer two suggestions. One, save democracy. Two, save Bernie's parking. You can pick. Either will be okay.
It's a fair compromise.
Now, let me conclude by saying this, and I don't know if any of my other colleagues have made this point, but I will.
I don't listen to them. They don't listen to me.
It's a sad day for our country, and I mean this very sincerely, that not one Republican in this body is prepared to vote for this bill. Now, I understand why that is the case. I am in politics. I got it. I know who the leader of their party is. But this I do not understand. I can understand Republicans, but this I do not understand. I do not understand why two Democrats, who presumably understand the importance of the Freedom to Vote Act, and as I understand it, will vote for the Freedom to Vote Act, are not prepared to change the rules so that that bill could actually become law. That I do not understand. If you think this bill makes sense, and if you're worried about the future of American democracy, and if you are prepared to vote for the bill, then why are you wasting everybody's time and not voting for the rule change that allows us to pass the bill?
This is more confusing than the transgender swimmers.
I was just going to say. Yeah. He's not happy with Kyrsten Sinema.
No, he's not.
No.
If you're going to vote for the thing, why would you vote for the other thing? If you're going to vote for that thing, then do the other thing and then vote for the thing. And then the one swimmer beat the other swimmer, and then that swimmer colluded with the swimmer to the thing.
I'm surprised he didn't bring up, bipartisanship. Bi.
He should have brought up bi. Oh, because you know Kyrsten Sinema is bi.
Yes.
Partisan.
Megaphone Bernie just can't get past that. I know that.
No, he's very distracted by that.
Yeah.
I do admire her for being bi. Partisan. Did you catch that?
We don't need this megaphone burn.
I said when she was elected, it's about time we had a woman who is bipartisan in this chamber.
She's very respected. Come on.
She can reach across the aisle.
What I mean. No. Come on. Come on. Oh my God. That's just not... Megaphone Bernie.
Hang it up with him, not me. I'm merely his mouthpiece. I have nothing to do with him.
No,
you're very inappropriate.
You're an older gentleman. You don't need to say these things.
He's just dirty.
It's just rude.
He's just dirty.
All right. So that was Megaphone Bernie. You have Megaphone Bernie on that.
I said, Senator, you go both ways, right? That's hot. Democrat and Republican. What?
And Senator,
we need more of that.
What?
And Senator, you like watching the reach across the aisle.
I like when she reaches across the aisle.
You're not helping.
I do like to watch, to see that bipartisanship in action. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing for America. And it's illegal in Cuba.
Well, it is. You can't be bipartisan in Cuba. I'm just saying.
Let's go to a non.
Eric the Red on Twitter. I think shovelable is a fitting word of the day, considering Biden's press conference last night. Well done, sir. Well done. Sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
Let's go to a non-political thing right now. I saw this. Bill brought this to my attention. This is a stunning piece of audio. So last night, a local news reporter in Dunbar, West Virginia, was doing a stand-up on some water main break somewhere in West Virginia, and. When the anchor throws to her, she gets hit by a car.
Oh my God!
On TV,
is she okay?
You have to listen to the whole thing. There's so much to digest in this whole thing. Bill, let's run cut 18.
Torrey joins us now live in Dunbar, and Torrey, they're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads, and now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay. Tim,
that's first for you on TV, Tori.
Well, that's a first on TV. Look at that.
Yeah, you know that's live TV.
By the way, his cheesy reaction might be the worst than her getting hit by a car.
Thank you.
Well, that's a first on TV. We're like there, huh?
Ron Burgundy.
We'll have more about. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yes. Yep. The best thing about
this sounds like Anchorman Part 3.
The best thing about this is her emphatic reaction to it and his just like, you know, puppet head like, well, okay.
Well, that should get us. If, too bad it wasn't sweep sweep. Am I right? Oh, sweep sweep would be perfect for this kind of thing.
I mean, she's going everywhere on Twitter. Like, it's all over the place.
Of course, she should be everywhere on Twitter. This cheese ball is going to be out of a job soon, I would think.
By the way, I found out from Philly.
Of course. No one's shocked by that.
Because she goes on to report, like, not for nothing, but we got a storm here.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Right.
It's Tori Yorgi of WSAZ News out of West Virginia, Dunbar, West Virginia. Oof. Okay. Go on.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's a first for you on okay. TV, Tori.
Woo, that's a first for you. Now you're part of the club.
Okay. Yeah, you know,
we've all been hit by cars on this station before. Now you can make it. I guess you missed that first day in journalism school, Tori, when you get hit by a car doing your first live stand-up.
Like the most apathetic Ron Burgundy anchor.
Well, that's America. A first for you, Tori, but I can't remember the first time I got hit by a car. It happens to me on a weekly basis. You want to make it in this business, Tori? This is how it begins. This is how it starts. Welcome to the Boys Club now, Tori. That's a first for you, Tori. His reaction, there's so much to that. I mean, what a cheese ball. And that, it's a first for you on TV, Tori.
By the way, you have to hear her reaction because it wasn't a first for her.
It
so
wasn't? Oh.
If you keep going, Bill.
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so good.
What is happening? She's just a character who just gets hit by... I mean, this is a movie, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bill took this from a YouTube movie thinking it was a news report. This can't be real. I mean, this is Anchorman Part 3, right?
I want to do a Rich Zioli fugazi on this. This can't be real. Like, it can't be real, right?
My radar's off. The only reason why my fugazi radar is off right now is because of just how over-the-top cheesy this is.
I know.
Which is how a lot of these news people sound.
Yep.
Especially in, like, West Virginia, where we're talking about.
I mean, it's almost too fake to be fake.
Yep, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes. So you're calling Rich Zioli calling non-fugazi.
It's like it's too fake to be fake.
Yep.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's actually the second time I've been hit by a car.
Yeah. The first time though on now that you're a professional journalist. Amateur journalist getting hit by a car story, that doesn't count. That's merely on the application for journalism school. I mean, it's like, wait, what? It's too. Is there more after this?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you're sure you're
you
okay?
are so sweet and you are okay.
I am so
good. It is all good.
All the ladies
you know,
apologize.
Oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
I don't even... Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear
I don't even
out of
know.
The
freeze. I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes.
Oh,
but this
happen.
Is live TV, and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly we might need to move the camera over a bit.
Yeah.
So let me do that while I'm thinking
You're in,
of it.
Now, just to set the stage you know? For you once again, Tori's in an area right now where there's been a water main break, so there are emergency vehicles around there. And a lot of times what we have seen in those kind of situations are, when emergency vehicles are around, there's a lot of confusion from people about drivers about where to go. So it's possible
people
that's
get
what
distracted
happened there.
A little bit.
Yeah,
it's also possible though, Tori. She just doesn't like you and wanted to kill you.
I know, right?
Because you're a journalist.
She's really pretty. She's headed. Tomorrow's her last day. She's headed to Pittsburgh because she's from Pennsylvania.
Really?
Said. Yeah. Could we do a parks night with her?
Oh my god!
Because you want to party with this girl. You know she's like so much fun.
Wow. I mean, I'm impressed right there.
Yeah.
West Virginia reporter hit by car in live TV and continues reporting. Welcome to the big leagues now, Tori. You know, Jane Pauley started out this very same way. It's just it's the fake news voice I can't stand.
I know.
I can't stand it.
It's almost like a bad impersonation of Walter Cronkite.
Yeah. I think one of the things that makes Anchorman so funny is the way that they do put on that whole, like, I'm doing the news. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, people do that. I just laugh at that. Maybe, I don't know. This woman looks sincere, though. I think she really was hit by a car.
Yeah, and I think she reached over and hugged the lady in the SUV who hit her, like slid out and hit her. And luckily it was, you know, the lady was trying to mitigate it.
By the way, speaking of googly eyes, do you see this guy's eyes?
Yes.
He looks like, put a side by side of him and that freaky robot, Marty.
Marty.
See who's got the googlier eyes.
By the way, I know everybody's saying that, you know, she's a lovely woman. I'm sure she is. But her reaction was a little over the top. Like, oh my God, my life flashed before my eyes. Obviously, it didn't.
She got hit by a car.
No, come on.
Greg's like, suck it up. Get hit by a car and suck it up, lady.
Quiet. What I'm saying is that if you're well enough to say, I just got hit by a car, it obviously didn't affect you that much, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's for the lawyers to say, which, by the way, where are the lawyers running down and telling her, shut up, don't say anything, zip it.
By the way,
if anybody should be yelling quiet, it's the lawyers telling her quiet.
That's so funny.
You just got hit by a car on live television.
I just want to point one thing out. When Zioli, when Greg first said your first reaction was more genuine and saying, oh my God, is she okay?
Yeah.
Then this guy who knows her, who's worked with her.
And he's watching. I mean, I didn't see the video. You watch it, she completely disappears from view.
Yeah, she's really knocked down.
It looks bad. His googly eyes don't change the entire time. Well, look at this.
He just stares blankly into the screen.
I smell Emmy. Corey, take that Emmy and pick yourself right back up and keep on reporting, huh, sport? That's how we do it here in the big leagues of the number 352 market in the country in West Virginia.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.